You are what we need.
Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savour of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savour of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. 2 Corinthians 2:14-15. For over 20 years now, Meg and I have been in full-time ministry, and many of you have been with us the whole time. You prayed for us as we began seeking our support, traveling in our old, new to us, Ford van and travel trailer. We began our 50K-mile journey in Tucson, Arizona. It took us just under 2 years to gather our support, thanks to many of you. I couldn't possibly mention everyone who helped us along, but I thought I would mention just a few as I think back about that much blessed time and the care of our blessed Savior. I remember our very first church to present our burden for the Welsh people. We were invited to Central Baptist in Sierra Vista by Pastor Richards. He had us take the Sunday school hour. He asked us if our sons could give their testimonies. Meg and I promised our boys when we started deputation that we wouldn't make them sing, but we told them that as Christians, they should be ready to share their salvation testimony. Each of them was ready. Chris Jr., our eldest, gave a very detailed and concise record of his salvation from his birth to January 1995. It wasn't a month later that we were called by Pastor Richards to tell us that they had taken us on for support. On Super Bowl Sunday, 1995, we drove to Phoenix in a borrowed car. We presented our burden at Maranatha Baptist Church, and at the end of the service, Pastor Dave Bushy gave us a love offering of $300. Unknown to them, that was the exact amount we needed to put a down payment on our Ford van that was new to us. Then also, they also took us on for support and have faithfully helped us in the ministry since then. It was almost 2 months after we started seeking our support that we finally made it to Shady Grove Baptist Church in Bossier City, Louisiana. This is where we joined Shady Grove and were accepted as one of their home missionaries. One thing that we greatly appreciated was when our boys were included in the youth activities at our home church and other churches that we visited. They have fond memories even today of churches that went out of their way to include them. One church even took them on a trip, on a youth trip to Six Flags in Atlanta, Georgia, from New London, Pennsylvania. We praise the Lord for each of you who didn't forget our sons. The Lord graciously allowed our support to be gathered in under 2 years. We arrived in Wales in November of 1996. We served in Salem Chapel for 6 years. Trevor Jones now pastors the church. He was our deacon while I was pastor at Salem Chapel. He was inducted as pastor shortly after we left Salem. We are now serving in Hoar Baptist Chapel in the village of Natimowal. We are the last church standing in a village where 13 chapels were once open. We have a small congregation who love the Lord and are very welcoming and friendly. The love of God is felt when you walk through the door. We continue to reach out into our community with tracts and special invitations to Horeb events to entice members of the community to come hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and of his free gift of salvation. I write this letter to let you know we haven't forgotten that many give sacrificially that we may minister here in Wales, that your prayers for our ministry make a difference. We have served faithfully that souls may be saved and lives may be changed. We thank our God daily for your help and aid in our ministry. Thank you for your faithful prayers and support, which allows us to minister here in Wales. May the Lord richly bless you and your families, especially this month, as we remember the birth of our Lord. Jesus is the reason for the season. Chris and Meg Bluto.
Thank you, Miss Denise. Very good. Appreciate folks being out here tonight. Look forward to a good time with you all. Brother Jamie, you had an announcement from this morning, which you backed up about the gym being open, and you also have something else to go kind of go along with that. Is that right?
Our family would like to invite you for ice cream.
Okay, there you go. Very good. Now, is the ice cream for putting the calories back on once you've lost them, or do we eat the calories first and then go to the gym?
Either or.
It's kind of a do it as you please tonight.
Eat ice cream and forget the exercise.
Okay. There you go. All right. Very good. I think the Woodbecks are going back tomorrow, so make sure you say hello and goodbye to them tonight. And we'll see you one more time, won't we, or not? Will you all be coming back? Who knows? I don't know if y'all be coming back before when your husband leaves. So, okay. I doubt that. Let's have the ushers come forward for tonight's offering, if we can do that. Thank you for your faithfulness in giving. And start off the year strong as we give back to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you for being so faithful to us. Help us to be faithful. And Lord, just as you were not begrudging in the least, Lord, you out of joy just gave all. The Bible says of Jesus that for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. So Lord, help us with joy to give, mindful of your many blessings upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a video back there, the second video, guys. We, of course, we're reminded of throughout the holidays, throughout Christmas, that Emmanuel stands for three words. What are those three words? God with us. And I just want to remind us as we go into the new year that God will still be with us. It's not just something we say at Christmas time or anything like that. He is still Emmanuel, God with us throughout this new year.
God will be with you in your journey this year. He will be with you when the road is smooth and when the road is rough. He will be with you when your tank is full, and He'll be with you when you hardly have enough to make it another mile. He will be with you when the morning fog is thick and you can hardly see, and He will be with you when the sun is bright and the sky is clear. He will be with you when you make a right turn, and He will be with you when you're completely lost and don't know where to go at all. No matter where you are going, God will be with you in your journey this year. He will be with you in the city streets, and He will be with you on the country roads. He will be with you in the rainstorms or blizzards, and He will be with you when the sun shines. He will be with you as you travel the steep mountain passes that wind and twist, and He will be with you on the flat, straight roads of the plains. God will be with you in your journey this year. He will be with you in your extreme pain, your fear, and your failure. He will be with you in divorce, in cancer, in addiction. And He will be with you in your joy, in your peace, and in your triumph. He will be with you in new jobs, in graduation, in welcoming a new life into the world. As you travel out of the old year and journey into a new one, remember that no matter where the road takes you, your God is faithful, and He will always be with you.
We wanted to have one last look at 2015. Miss Kathy's put together a slideshow. We don't have... One thing we need, you might be praying about and thinking about, we kind of need an official church photographer and just somebody that's here faithfully, and maybe we can have a couple just to kind of, when one's not here, someone else can. But we did have a few pictures, a few photos on file, and the fellows back there have a slideshow. And Miss Ruthie's kindly offered that while the slide deck is rolling to play something. I think, Kirk, that the first slide you may have to forward, that after that it does it automatically. So hope you enjoy this. It starts off with just a little bit of kind of where we started off with when we first got here. Actually, it was 1 year ago to the date. I wrote in here the evening of January 4th, actually, is when I came late in the night. And so this is just a little bit of a snapshot of some things that have happened this past year. Kind of starts off with some of the projects we've done from the website to the new logo and things like that. Then it goes on into much more fun and important things like you all and folks and different things we've done. But next year, hopefully, we can have even more photos and more memories. It wasn't that a lot didn't go on this year. It did. It's just we didn't always capture those on film. But Sam? Thank you. just want to say it was a pleasure to serve with you, and appreciate a church family has a heart to serve. And so often, whether it's a work, I think we had 4 work days, and so many people showed up and did much good there. But just time and time again, week and week again, you all definitely have a heart for service. I got to take an informal survey, though. Which were you more surprised that who showed up at church, Gandalf or the 2 Mormons? How many say you're more surprised to see Gandalf show up at church? How many were more surprised to see 2 Mormons show up to church? We had to get that on film. We had to get that on there. So I'm guessing if word got back to headquarters that those 2 Mormon fellows would be in trouble. So we won't put that on the website or anything, but. You know, you never know how the Lord can use things, and maybe they haven't been in that mindset or cult so long that they're still open to some truths there. So, anyway, thank you. It was a pleasure to serve with you all. In just a minute, we're going to have special music, and I think Jeremiah has special. Why don't we go and do that now? I appreciate that. And then, fellas, we are going to show one last video back there, but Brother Jeremiah for special music first. Amen. Thank you, Jeremiah. We talked this morning in Sunday school about using your gifts and your talents for the Lord, and I appreciate all those. Some, like Jeremiah, use their gifts from the Lord kind of more in a public fashion, whether it's special music or accompaniment music, but whether it's in private or on this platform, I appreciate all that use their gifts for the Lord as it's meant to be. The fellas have one more video back there. It'll be a shorter message tonight. The gospel track that was in your bulletin this morning, some of you may still have it. We put these together. We want at least one track that didn't have my face on it, and so this one does not. This one is pastorless, but it does have the church map and those kind of things on the back of it. And I know I actually picked this one up in particular. I know there's kids. I can't imagine an adult that would do this, but I actually picked this one up out of the trash in our bathroom. You know, I'm used to maybe sometimes handing this to people in public and throw it in the bathroom, and I'm guessing it was a child or something. Those kind of things happen, but I hope we would be much more, as adults and teens, I would hope we'd be much more mindful of what this track can do. I didn't get saved by reading a track, but my heart was cultivated that way. There's a, how many have ever seen or heard of, it's called a Jack Chick track, and it's called This Was Your Life. How many have ever seen that or heard? One of the most popular, I read that as a young boy, probably, you know, elementary age, and it just stuck with me, and I thought on that for a long time before I came to know the Lord. So don't underestimate the power that God can use with the track. And this video actually shows just how God can use you as you hand out tracts. Of course, pray. It's not just handing someone a tract. It's being Christ-like, as we talked about this morning, and praying for that person, but also just being willing to be used by God and give out tracts. Go ahead.
life? What was the purpose of it? I had tried it all. Friends, the party life. I thought it would fill that loneliness inside me. But I just felt more lonely. I tried religion. Thought it would fill the empty void in my heart. Maybe if I said a prayer, I could know the purpose for my life. I would feel closer to God. But it was pointless. Why waste words praying to a God that clearly did not exist? Religion was cold, lifeless. There was no fulfillment there. This was my life. I had a great job and plenty of money, but even success didn't make me truly happy. I didn't know where else to look. All roads seemed to lead to one place. Nowhere. I found myself in a fog, like maybe even living was not worth the trouble anymore.
Excuse me, sir?
A lady with some kind of paper. Something about God and eternity. I guess she didn't know that I had already tried religion. Ended in emptiness, just like everything else I'd tried. I never gave it a second thought. Then, a few days later, there she was again. Simple coincidence. I still wasn't interested in her little piece of paper. Over the next few weeks, it was like I just couldn't avoid her. She handed me one of those things almost every day. This was getting annoying and slightly unsettling. I was tired of being bothered, tired of her persistence. I didn't want any more religion crammed down my throat. I had had enough. But I couldn't get away from those two words. They were everywhere I looked. God. Eternity. Was there really a life after death? Who was he? Did he really even exist? I had given up all hope of finding a God that never felt real to me. But I couldn't shake the signs all around me. Maybe there was a God. And maybe he was searching for me. That night I could not sleep. Those words would not leave my mind. God. Eternity. God. Eternity. I kept thinking of that piece of paper. That persistent woman who would not leave me alone. What message was she so adamant about me receiving? I'd ignored it long enough. I had messed up enough in my life to know that I wasn't perfect. Far from it. But what I'd never realized before this moment was that even though I was such a wretched sinner, God loved me. His son Jesus died for me. Was that the emptiness I'd been feeling for so long? The ache in my sinful heart that only Jesus could take away? I knew I had a choice to make that night. Reject the truth on this simple pamphlet, stiff-arm God and say no to his forgiveness and love. Or I could say yes, accept him, trust Jesus alone to save my weary soul and give purpose to my meaningless life. I chose Jesus. Where was she? I had to find her. To see her one more time and thank her for changing my eternal destiny. If it wasn't for her, she knew. She knew my life had been changed without me ever saying a word. She never gave up on me. She knew the power of the gospel and the power of a silent witness.
The time is late, and so I just want us to look at one brief portion of the message I plan to prepare tonight to preach. If you have your outline, we'll save that for another time. But I would invite you to turn to the book of John chapter 12. I want to look at just one verse briefly. One verse. We'll plan the message I was going to preach. We'll plan that for sometime again soon, but really the direction of the theme for 2016, there's nothing flashy. We don't have, later in the year, once we get some of the things done we've already approved to do around the facilities, it's already been voted on, we have some more things kind of lined up, but by and large, there's not a lot of changes that are planned at least. We don't know what the Lord has in store. Really, the focus for this year is just kind of blue-collar Christianity, rolling up our sleeves, serving the Lord in all the ways that he's called us to and gifted us to. And John chapter 12 speaks to that. If you look at John chapter 12, let's read verse 26 together. John 12, verse 26, and we'll draw our service to a close here in a few moments. If any man, let's say it together, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. It says, if any man serve me, let him follow me. Almost 20 times, 18 times, that word follow me or follow thou me appears in Scripture. And really this morning, the theme was just being a servant, being that faithful servant. We all want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And here we're reminded, if anyone wants to serve him, let him follow me. And I want to encourage us to follow Christ in all that we do this coming year. Hasn't happened lately, but when I was a younger driver, I suppose, I might be in a new area, a new town. I grew up on a farm, and so didn't spend a lot of time in the cities, but early on in our marriage, I might be following my wife or following someone else in a new city, a large city I'm not familiar with, and I might follow them, but I might lag back just a little bit, and if you let one or two lights get in between you, you don't even know where the person went hardly, if you don't know where you're going. This is back before cell phones and GPS and MapQuest and all of that. But there's been times in my life where I've followed somebody from an unsafe distance. And I do realize in a vehicle you can follow somebody too closely and accidents happen that way. But can I encourage you, there's a lot of Christians that follow Christ from an unsafe distance. There's no such thing as following Christ too closely. No one's ever wound up with their life wrecked because they were following too closely to Christ. Again, the passage says, if any man serve me, or if any man serve me, any woman, any teen serve me, let him follow me. And the question I would pose tonight, are you willing to follow the Lord and follow his leading for your life wherever it goes? We have some revivals planned later in the year. We have a missions conference. We have fireworks going off right now. It must be of the Lord. But are you willing to follow the Lord this year, even without the fireworks, even without all the frills? Are you willing just to roll up your sleeves, serve the Lord? Serve the Lord in your family. Serve the Lord in this place, the church. I got saved, like some of you, I got saved when I was 26, and I wasted a lot of years, over half my life to this point. Wasted a lot of years just serving myself, my own interests, my own desires, my own wants. And I don't want to waste any more time. I want to serve the Lord. He's the only one that's worthy of giving my life for and giving my life to. If any man serve me, let him follow me. I wonder if you bow your heads with me just for a moment. I realize a very brief challenge from Scripture tonight, but with all that we've heard, the look back over our shoulder in this past year, the brief video, the congregation music, everything like that, I wonder if God's, as you turn the page to 2016, as you turn the chapter of another year in your life, like the rest of us, I wonder if you're willing just to take that next step and follow closer to Jesus this coming year. If any man serve me, let him follow me. You can't serve the Lord and not follow him. And if you follow Christ, you're going to go to some amazing places, sometimes predictable places. You're going to go to church. If you follow Christ, you're going to be in your Bible because Jesus was in the Bible. If you follow Christ, you're going to be in church because Jesus was in the temple. If you follow Christ, you're going to go out and minister to sinners because Jesus was a friend of sinners. It's an amazing journey to follow Christ and to serve him. I wonder if somebody would say just maybe what God's been doing in your hearts in the days and weeks leading up to this, and maybe just something from this morning's message or tonight's service. God's calling you. If any man, if any woman, if any teen serve me, let him follow me. I wonder if you're willing to be used by God and to follow him closer in 2016 and beyond. If that's you, with every head bowed, would you quietly slip up your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. Pray for me. I don't want to follow Christ from an unsafe distance. I want to follow him so much more closely with all my heart. I see those hands, many hands. Praise God. I followed Christ lagging back for too long. I don't want to waste. Pastor, you said you've wasted years of your life. I don't want to waste any more time in my life. I want to serve him, and I know to serve him, I must follow him. I'm willing to follow. Anybody else like that at all? Pastor, pray for me. Can we stand to our feet as Miss Chris begins to play? If God's touched your heart in some way, God's put a resolve in your heart as we begin this new year together, as a church family, as a Christian community, why don't you come to this altar? Lord, I want to follow you. Wherever you might lead, I want to follow you. You alone are worthy to be served. I don't want to waste my time, which is really wasting my life, following things and trends and people that are inconsequential. I want to serve and follow Christ. I want my life to count. I want to leave a footprint in this life when my time is over that'll carry on for eternity. Chris is playing 401 in the blue hymnal. If you would turn there, let's sing that as our closing hymn, our invitation hymn. If God's touched on your heart, you come. 401. Where he leads, I will follow. Sing it from your heart. You come if God's speaking to you. That's actually not it. 401. What hymn number is it? What's it? In the red book? I apologize. 401 is... Look in the red book, maybe. I apologize. That's not very good on my part. What is it? It is blue book 384. Nope. That is completely my fault. 384 in the blue book. Singing out to the Lord, even with that little... Sing out to the Lord. I can hear... Heavenly Father, we know that you will indeed be with us. As we're reminded from your very name, Emmanuel, God with us, we know you'll be with us all the way, wherever life may take us. Lord, help us to follow you and not to, we talked about lagging too far behind, following from an unsafe distance. Lord, protect us from that. Keep us from that. Lord, also help us equally from getting ahead of you and going too fast, Lord. Bad things happen, and both in cars when that happens and on the highways and in the lives of Christians, spiritually on the highway of life. Help us, Lord, to follow you close. Lord, help us just to serve you first and foremost and to take joy in you. We love you, dear Lord. Be with us as we go from this place, or for those that are staying for some ice cream and fellowship and maybe some volleyball. Lord, be with us in that too. In Jesus' name.